is A Story of Sorts, the podcast mostly about bookish stuff. I'm Karina Pereira, and today is the last episode of season one, so I will be making a summary of this season. Welcome everyone to the last main episode of A Story of Sorts. Wow, it's been a whole year releasing episodes and talking to you all about books. I had no idea what was going to happen when I started back in February, but I've honestly had an absolute blast. So I thought I'd use this last episode to make a sort of a rewind and a reflection on the whole season and to let you in on my plans for season two. There were loads of lists this year and loads of recommendations, which I want to continue to make, especially the wrecked bonus episodes. But I do have quite a few interviews scheduled, so I might feel the need to move wrecked episodes into Patreon. And if that's the case, I'll very likely just make them available for everyone because I want, of course, to give my patrons extra material, but I also feel bad stopping people who can't afford it from listening to these recommendations. Reading shouldn't really be a privilege, so I'll probably just make more non-bookish and specific bookish content for paid memberships on my Patreon, but I'll keep the wrecked episodes open for everyone. But outside season two, because I have other ideas for season two that I'm still starting interviews at the moment, and I'll have December to think about it and to figure out and map out season two and what I really want to be there or not. And who knows, maybe wrecked episodes will still end up there, but in any case, they will certainly go to Patreon if I feel they no longer have a space on this new season. And I may even post some of them, or all of them actually, on YouTube. Since now I also have the podcast on YouTube, I will just create a playlist for wrecked episodes for season two. I was even thinking about making, for paid patrons, starting at €1 a month, a sort of bicycle podcast. And I know this is like maybe a bit crazy, but it's a podcast that I would record while riding my bike on my way home from work. I'm not sure that's going to work, but it's an idea that I've been thinking about because somehow I really enjoy getting thoughts together when I'm cycling and when I'm not listening to any audiobook or podcast. And sometimes things come to mind that I'd like to put out there. And these are things I usually forget about when I sit down to write them. So this may work better than just trying to talk to, you know, to a wall in my house, because then I'm outside, I see things, I get inspired, and maybe it just becomes a bit of a ramble, but maybe, and I think many interesting things may come from that. But again, it's an idea. I'm open to try it out, and I'll see which feedback I also get from you. And this is also not going to the main podcast. This would be Patreon content. Now, here is a recapitulation of the lists you can listen back to on season one if you're interested in thematic readings and in reading more diverse. To recall, there was a list of books by Black authors on episode 5, a list of books by trans authors on episode 6, a list of books by Latinx writers on episode 8, a list of books which give me October vibes on episode 9, and a list of books I was excited to read next on episode 7. Some of these books from the last list, I've already gotten to them. And I've been reading so many great books this year, and these lists are very solid. All other episodes are more random and less thematic, but it is going to be nice to go back to these episodes in the future and remake those lists, I think, like in the future, in other seasons of the podcast. And because, you know, every year we have months that are directed to a specific theme, like, you know, Black History Month and Latinx History Month, etc. So it will be nice to update these lists and then even talk about the books that I haven't read when I made these lists, books that I kind of gathered and that caught my attention and I wanted to read, and then talk about them after I've read them. I have also, like I mentioned Patreon before, but it's actually the first time that I've talked about it on the podcast. So to give you more details, I've created it a few weeks ago because it just seemed to make sense going into a new season. And I know I don't have enough listeners to justify Patreon per se, but I'd still like to have the chance to be supported by people if anyone wants to. And again, I needed a platform for those extra episodes I want to record. I'll probably also talk about zero waste and offer tips for podcasting, what I've learned with this first season. And because I'm terrible at keeping a blog, Patreon can just work for this, to allow people to support me, you know, to help me out a little bit, because I do this because it's fun and I will continue to do this for free with all my heart. And it just gives me so much joy. But of course, if I can get some payback, some monetary payback from my time, for the time that I spend researching this, etc., it's great, right? So I would like to have that option, and I will drop the extra material there. I also have a Ko-fi page, so if you want to just pay me a coffee once, you can do so there without having to commit to a monthly fee. You can find me on both Patreon and Ko-fi under A Story of Sorts. On Patreon, I have four tiers or four levels. 1 euro, 2 euros, 5 euros, or 10 a month. And they all get some rewards, like early access to episodes, extra content, shout-outs on Instagram or at the end of an episode, and even choosing a theme for a podcast episode. And I also think it might be a good place for people to come and talk to me. The links, you can find them all on my Linktree at linktree.com/Karina Preide. I will also leave them on the notes at the end of the episode. For those who don't know, I also have a tiny letter, which I'm going to start sending once a month with life updates, with books I've read that month and what I thought about them. So it's going back to the first episodes of the podcast, which started like that, me talking about what I had read and wanted to read. And I'll also drop there the things I've written, mostly for Book Riot, and anything I find relevant. You can sign up for the tiny letter at tinyletter.com/a story of sorts. It's free, of course, and patrons will receive it automatically. Season one was really fun to do. I don't get a lot of feedback from listeners, but I did learn that a couple of people were listening, which was quite a surprise, to be honest, because I kind of thought, despite Anchor stats, that I was just talking to myself. And then suddenly there is this person recommending my podcast on Instagram. And I'm like, oh, someone listens. That's good, because, and that's something that surprised me as well. I haven't been advertising the podcast much or spending a lot of time thinking about the stats, because I seriously get a lot of joy from doing this. And although, of course, I want people to listen, that's the goal, I do this for myself as well. I have fun doing research and mapping out each episode. And when I reached out to people asking for interviews for season two, everyone were so enthusiastic. And that made me really happy and gave me a boost for next season. But this has been the hobby I've been sticking out for longest. And I feel I've grown as well with it. And despite getting very little feedback, the reward has really been doing this. And I've got to know other very interesting bookish podcasts. And of course, I've gotten loads of books to add to my to-be-read, since so many of the books on the lists I made for episodes, I have actually bumped into them while doing research, and not all of them because I have read them. For season two, I can only hope to have as much fun. And I hope that if you're listening, that you will stick around. Because to be honest, I've done already two interviews at the moment. Like at the moment that I'm recording this podcast, I've done two interviews for season two. And they were so interesting and so much fun to just sit there and listen to people and ask them questions and hear them talk about things they are passionate about. It's just great. So I think I'm going to have a lot of fun, and I think it's going to be noticeable as well when you listen to it. I'll probably change the release day to Tuesdays. And if you have anything to say about that, please let me know. Monday is a free day for me every week. And so far it has worked as the release day for episodes, but I was thinking about using Mondays as a planning and extra recording day in case I need to record something. And then I can publish it on Tuesday. So it will give me like an extra resting day to plan things. In December, I'll be busy preparing season 2. I'm part of 4 book clubs at the moment. Like someone, I have never been part of a book club for 33 years of my life. And then last year I started with one book club. Actually, not last year. It feels like last year, but it was just January. January, I started with one book club and now I'm part of 4 book clubs. One with a friend about social justice, Bored to Death book club, which was the first book club I've ever joined in my life. And Esme, who hosts the book club, is actually going to be one of the guests on season 2. And then I'm hosting with Christine Boss from Boss and the Young, 2 book clubs organized by the bookstore. And for those who haven't heard before, Boss and the Young is the bookstore I worked for. It's located in the Phoenix Food Factory in Rotterdam. It's a really cool place. And if you live in Rotterdam or if you're traveling to the city sometime, you should really come and check it out. I'm not sure because I have to check it out, but I still think it's the smallest bookstore in Rotterdam, but it's super cozy, super nice. And these 2 book clubs are organized for the bookstore. They're called Educate Yourself. And there we read about racism, LGBTQIAP+, feminism, ableism, fatphobia, etc. And then there's Nieuwe Taal, which is the book club for people who want to improve their Dutch. We are having our second meeting, the first meeting with the book, because the first meeting was to get to know each other. The second meeting is already to talk about a book. We are having this meeting on the 25th of this month, 25th of November, and we are going to talk about Welcome by the Club, van Thomas van der Meer. You're free to join if you're trying to improve your Dutch. This is a great way to do so. Reading books, read them and discuss them together. You can just send an email. If you want to join any of the book clubs from Boss and Young, just send an email to info@bossandyoung.nl. Again, all this info will be on the show notes. And I don't say this enough, but every time I have information that is relevant on the podcast, I always, always put it in show notes. Either it's the list of books I talk about or a website, anything at all, you can always check it out on the episode notes. I think I basically said everything that was relevant for this episode. It feels a bit weird to not talk about books per se, to not give like a recommendation or a list of books. So I think I'm gonna put something here. Like if you're looking for a great read and a book that you should read this year, I have 2 books that you should really get to. And one is The Vanishing Half by Britt Bennett. And the other one is Braiding Sweetgrass by Robin Wall Kimmerer. I had to put some recommendation there because this wasn't feeling all right for me. I hadn't planned it before, but I really had to say it. So The Vanishing Half by Britt Bennett and Braiding Sweetgrass by Robin Wall Kimmerer. They were probably the best books I've read this year, and it was such a good year in books. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being on that side. It is a pleasure to be here and to have consistently released a new episode every other week and to have this chance with the means that exist nowadays to just communicate with all of you with only one microphone and a computer, a minimum investment and a maximum joy. I've really been loving doing this and I'll be working to bring you even more relevant and interesting material. And I hope I can count on having your attention back again in January. I'm always active on Instagram, so you can still follow what I'm reading and what's going on in my bookish life over there. I'll be back in 2 weeks on the 30th of November for the last of the last episodes of the podcast, a bonus episode where I'm going to talk about the book which made me want to start these bonus episodes. And that, ironically, I never talked about on the show at all. I'll finally be talking about it, so you'll hear from me one last time before the season is over. As usual, you can find all of my social media accounts and come talk to me there at linktree.com/Karine Pereira. Thank you for listening, and you'll hear me once again in 2 weeks. Until then.